Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 10th, 2019. On this day in 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets released Rock Around the Clock, the first rock and roll record to reach number one on the Billboard charts. The Berlin police have been using taser stun guns since February of 2017. During an operation on Adalbertstrasse in Kreuzberg against a man with a knife about 2 months ago, officers were able to prevent an escalation of the situation with the use of a taser. However, the distance electric pulse devices remain controversial, and it is uncertain whether the test run, which is scheduled for 3 years, will be extended or even transferred to regular operation. The tasers have not yet become the new all-purpose weapon. A parliamentary inquiry by the Left Party revealed that the taser had been used 3 times since the start of the test run. In December of 2017 and January of 2018, officials triggered it to prevent suicide attempts. The operation in Adalbertstrasse was recorded under the keyword Defense Against a Knife Attack. At the request of the Berliner Morgenpost, the Interior Administration announced that officials threatened to use the tasers in 15 cases in order to, quote, de-escalate the situation, but did not trigger it. In the 3 applications of the tasers, there were small wounds by the arrows shot by the machine, but no noteworthy injuries. 20 police officers from Section 32 around Alexanderplatz and Section 53 around Kottbusser Tor and Gorlitzer Park, who were trained for the taser test run, report a, quote, high acceptance and deterrent effect of the taser and praise their, quote, immediate de-escalating effect. However, it is uncertain whether the trial run will be extended. The main point of contention is about the legal basis for taser operations. At present, the same conditions apply as for the use of a firearm. The police union, or GDP, therefore complains that tasers can hardly be used. Either the use is prohibited because of the strict legal requirements, or they are cases of self-defense and self-assurance. So, in such cases, it is reported that officers would have to use firearms anyway, because one cannot rely on the effect of the tasers. An attacker wearing resistant clothing, such as a winter jacket, for example, could not be rendered incapable of action with the help of the tasing device. Per reporting, in order to give officials legal certainty, the use of tasers must be clearly regulated by law. In contrast to the past, according to Berlin GDP Chairman Norbert Sielma, a taser should not be equated with a firearm, but must be considered, quote, an aid to physical violence in the area between irritant gas and baton weapons and a firearm, adding, quote, without such a law change, we rob ourselves of the advantages of this means of application and can spare ourselves this test run. The taser is also controversial within the governing coalition in Berlin. The SPD and Senator of the Interior are in favor. The left is against it and says that taser application is connected with substantial health risks, citing that in the U.S. there were deaths caused by the device. The legislative amendment proposed by the GDP would further reduce the inhibition threshold for use. Left-wing Interior politician Niklas Schroeder remarked, quote, in the case of mentally ill people, civil servants should not immediately reach for the taser, but talk to them. The opposition is also divided. The CDU and AfD support the taser and, like the GDP, call for a change in the law. The FDP, on the other hand, is skeptical. In the latest case of the knife attack in Kreuzberg, the use might have been sensible, but report that the taser should not become a, quote, cheap replacement for the, quote, most important tool of the police, which they believe to be language and dialogue. FDP politician Marcel Lütte stated, quote, the suicide attempts could probably have been resolved without a taser and more time given for intervention and psychological support. In the opinion of E.G. Bell Building Trade Union, the federal and state governments should spend considerably more money on new social housing. Chairman Robert Figer told the German press agency that at least 6 billion euros per year are urgently needed for social housing construction, and only one-third of the actual demand is being built. A population researcher warned, however, against building dwellings in the wrong place. According to a study by the private research institute Prognos, housing markets are tense in 138 of the approximately 400 administrative districts and independent municipalities. The contracting authority is an alliance of associations whose members benefit when more is built or when building is made easier. These include the Zentralverband Deutsches Baugewerbe, the Bundesverband Deutscher Baustofffachhandel, and the Deutscher Mieterbund. Figer added that at least 80,000 new social rental apartments are needed every year, and with the current federal subsidy of 1.5 billion euros per year, the enormous decline in social rental housing is unstoppable. He went on to express the view that between a third and a half of all city dwellers were theoretically entitled to social housing because of the rise in rents. However, there are fewer social housing units because more and more of them fall out of the subsidy after the specified period. The regional budgets have been responsible for new social housing since 2007. As compensation, they receive money from the federal government, which they have to supplement with their own resources. Demographer Rainer Klingholz said that because rents are high, more and more people are moving into surrounding areas. Without the housing shortage, many German cities would grow even faster. Attractive cities such as Hamburg, Berlin, Leipzig, Dusseldorf, and Cologne continue to grow, even though the influx has recently declined. He added that, quote, cities cannot keep up with housing. Klingholz added that in cities with a need, it makes sense to build more social housing, but it must not be built in the wrong place. Among the growth cities, for example, there are places whose surrounding areas are shrinking, such as Bremen, Dusseldorf, Cologne, Dresden, Leipzig, Erfurt, and Jena. According to a report by the Tagesspiegel, a bodyguard of the Federal Criminal Police Office, or BKA, recently lost his Glock 17 service weapon. A spokeswoman for the BKA later confirmed this information to the Berliner Morgenpost. The officer had lost his weapon in a three-star hotel near Grenzallee U-Bahn station overnight into Wednesday and reported the loss on Wednesday morning around 4 a.m. The BKA was initially unable to provide any further details on Thursday. The BKA announced that the commissioner in chief had been released from his duties until the case has been clarified. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office has taken over the investigation. Reports that the officer is a bodyguard of President Frank-Walter Steinmeier could not be confirmed. According to investigations by RBB, further reconstruction measures to BER have to be taken. An insider reported that the most important cable channel of the new airport is partly mounted in sand-lime brick walls. These walls are not allowed to carry such a load because sand-lime bricks are porous and can burst in the event of excessive loads, as well as in the event of a fire. The reconstruction plans have been confirmed by the BER Airport Company, but CEO Engelbert Lütke Doldrup holds firm to the opening date of October of 2020. In mid-April, he said, quote, "We will respect October 2020. Progress over the last 4 weeks has been good. In this respect, I have a lot of confidence." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.